Welcome to The Clever Cookster, your window into the kitchens of the world's best cooks. I'm your host, Kara Rota. Our guest today is Jessica Siskin, the food artist behind Mr. Crisp and the author of the book Treat Yourself, How to Make 93 Ridiculously Fun No-Bake Crispy Rice Treats. Welcome, Jessica.
Thank you so much for having me. It's so cool to be on a podcast for cooks because I actually don't really know how to cook. I only know how to make one thing, and that is crispy rice treats. So this is awesome.
Well, that was one of my questions is, you know, the Mr. Crisp Instagram account and now obviously the book Treat Yourself are full of these amazing creations from gumball machines to Harry Potter to emoji, all made out of Rice Krispies. How did you land on this as your medium?
Well, I landed on this as my medium because, as I said, Rice Krispies treats are actually the only thing I know how to cook. I will screw up scrambled eggs. Sometimes I can make an okay grilled cheese, really depends on the day. But in general, the only thing I know how to make are these Rice Krispies treats. So I would experiment with them in my apartment about 5 years ago. And when I was invited to a potluck birthday dinner in December of 2012, I didn't know what to make. One of my best friends was invited with me, and she suggested that we get a little bit more creative with my Rice Krispies. And she said we should make a surfboard because our friend whose birthday it was a surfer. So I Googled Rice Krispies treat surfboard, as any good millennial would do. And there was a recipe online that had food coloring in it. So when I went home and made it and I added food coloring to the mixture, I was struck by this immediate and overwhelming impulse, like a light bulb went off over my head, to make a Rice Krispies treat cheeseburger. So I know that's a really weird thing to say, but for me, it just didn't feel that weird. I went home the next day. I did it. I took a photo. I actually, when I put it together, I actually screamed out loud because I thought it was the coolest thing I'd ever seen. I took a photo. I posted it on Instagram. I broke 100 likes for the first time, which was a really big deal. Then I brought it into work where everyone in my office freaked out. And I really enjoyed the process of making the treat. And I really enjoyed the way that people reacted. So I just kept experimenting for about a year until the Mr. Crisp Instagram was born.
I love no-bake desserts because, like you said, they're really something that anyone can make whether or not you consider yourself a cook, not just in summer, but year-round. These are a really fun thing to bring to parties. What are some of your favorite holidays and occasions to break out some of the treats in the book, and what are some of the really great theme ones that people love?
Well, every occasion is a great occasion for a crisp. I rarely show up without them now because it's so easy and people have really come to expect them from me. I love making them for holidays. One of my favorite holiday treats and one of the first holiday treats I ever made was the Thanksgiving turkey. I think it is so simple and so hilarious, but people love it so much. So it's a little bit of work for a really big payoff. I also really love the holiday ones like Hanukkah and Christmas. That's always a really, really fun time to make things with your family and to share treats with people you love. So those are fun. But some of the less known holidays are really exciting for me, especially now that every day is a National Food Day. It's really fun to celebrate those with crispy treats as well.
It's true. I mean, the cheeseburger is really pretty breathtaking when you see it on the cover of the book and you kind of do a double take because you're like, oh, you know, it's a cheeseburger. And then you're like, oh, no, it is not a cheeseburger, which is really great. So do you have an art background or was this just something that really came to you?
I don't really have an art background. I always loved doing arts and crafts. And so I considered myself a little bit more of a crafter than an artist. I never really took art classes in college. I was studying art history and psychology, so I had a little bit of a frame of reference. But for the most part, I don't consider myself to be an artist. And, you know, now that people have started calling me a food artist, I've embraced that title. But I don't really have a lot of artistic training. It's all self-taught.
Pretty impressive. And I love that, first of all, I love to have someone on the podcast who just admits that they can't cook because we don't really hear that. And I think a lot of people don't cook. And it's really true. And even if you don't cook, you still really, you know, want to bring something to people's homes. You want to contribute something for a potluck table. And this is just a really fun way to basically bring something without having to turn on the oven. So walk us through the process. Like how do these stay together? What's the structural integrity of something like a Rice Krispie treat football stadium?
Yeah, so I mean the football stadium is a little bit more dimensional, but any sort of average treat that you see on my Instagram or in my book, I'm just melting butter. Then I'm adding mini marshmallows, only mini marshmallows, not regular marshmallows. Mini marshmallows just melt a lot more evenly than regular marshmallows. then I am only allowing them to melt down to about 75 to 80%. And that way they don't get too hard once you've made them. The more you allow them to melt, the more they'll reconstitute. So you'll get a harder treat if you allow the marshmallows to melt too much. And that's the number one mistake I think people make. So I add some food coloring to the melted marshmallow, so the only 75% melted marshmallow, and turn off my burner. Then I add my Rice Krispies cereal, I'll stir it all together, and then I slather my hands up with Pam or any other cooking spray, and I get molding. And it's actually really easy. It's really fast. People are constantly shocked when they see me do it, how quickly it all comes together. But you get something that looks really impressive in a really short amount of time.
So that's a really key trick. Make sure that the marshmallows don't melt down all the way. I love that. And that's probably true when you're making traditional Rice Krispie treats too, that you want that sort of chewy, chewy texture.
Yes, that counts for all crisp making.
Before we continue with our episode, here's a secret ingredient kitchen note from our sponsor this week, Spice Islands. When you're in the kitchen, making your signature favorites or experimenting with new recipes, flavor matters, and that means that spices matter. Spice Islands takes a craft approach with their premium spices to capture the most flavor in each spice. You can taste the difference in every bottle. They sun-dry many of their spices and de-stem their chili peppers by hand. That way, they can deliver the most authentic and intense flavor possible. Spice Islands always takes the extra steps to ensure a richer, bolder flavor. One of my favorite bold flavors is turmeric. It's a spice from the ginger family. Turmeric has a rich, woody aroma and a pungent flavor. It's a classic in lots of dishes and a staple in Indian cooking, but you can put turmeric in just about anything, from wellness shakes to eggs to savory dishes like curry. And its signature golden orange color adds a sunny shade to rice. Turmeric is also one of the most inexpensive spices in the world. It's sometimes used in place of saffron or in dyes. There are so many unexpected uses for this simple spice. You can even mix it up with almond milk, cardamom, and cinnamon for an unexpected alternative to your morning coffee. This has been a secret ingredient kitchen note from Spice Islands. When you use premium spices like Spice Islands in your favorite dishes, you'll notice the bold, rich flavor they pack into every bottle, plus quality and consistency in every teaspoon. So whether you're looking for a new flavor adventure or just a better tasting meal, fill your pantry with Spice Islands. Visit spiceislands.com/clever for more facts, plus recipes like their spicy chicken pilaf, spicy golden chutney, and dal soup. That's spiceislands.com/clever and pick up Spice Island spices in the premium spice section of your local retailers. So did you ever see yourself writing a cookbook, or what are some other books that have inspired you or that you feel like are sort of in the zone of cookbooks for people that maybe are not cookbook people?
So I've always loved to look at cookbooks. I've never really spent a lot of time following the instructions in cookbooks, but I also love the idea that although it's a cookbook, it feels a little bit like a crafting book. So books that I was inspired by and books that I've looked at, I loved Erica Domasek's books, The PSA Made This books. Those are not cookbooks, but you know, they inspired me a lot. I love Chrissy Teigen's book because I just think it takes a really irreverent look at cooking. I mean, her recipes look incredible. I can't say I've ever tried one, but I've looked at that book hundreds of times. So I think those were two sort of cornerstone inspirations for me.
What are some other tips and tricks or troubleshooting moments for people who are making things from this book? What are some of the pitfalls to avoid or tricks to make things easier?
So like I said, definitely don't let your marshmallows melt too much. And if you're working with kids, I would allow the mixture to cool a little bit longer. Our adult hands aren't as sensitive as little children hands, so make sure that nobody burns themselves. But one of the biggest tips that I've picked up over time, and I don't always follow this, although I always wish that I did, is leaving one small handful of your mixture aside so that make a mistake with the icing, or if something goes wrong, you can always cover it. That's a really fun tip because it's always really hard to rematch your color. And sometimes I'll find myself forgetting to set some aside and like trying to pull from the bottom to cover up a little small mistake that I made. So that's a really easy way to make sure that you'll have a fun finished project without having to start over.
So what do you see yourself branching into? Have you experimented with food art in any different mediums, or what's next for you?
I have experimented with other food art, but Rice Krispies are really the only thing that I care about. I love making them. I love eating them. And there are a lot of things. I'm thinking about starting a YouTube channel, which is probably the next step for me, which I'm really excited about, because one of my favorite things and one of the reasons I wrote the book is encouraging people to make these at home. So with a YouTube channel, I'll be able to do that a lot more clearly than even the book, which is super clear and step by step. And I hope to find a way to ship these treats throughout the country so people can eat them.
I love it. Well, yeah, I mean, everyone absorbs information differently. So I feel like some people love the step-by-step in a book and some people really need to watch a video of someone doing it to figure out how it works.
Yeah, I'm a book person, but I know a lot of people like videos. So I'm going to be there for them too.
Excellent. And what do you think, in terms of logistics, what are some of the things that are tricky about shipping and how are you hoping to solve them?
Because everything I do is so custom, it's been hard to develop packaging. And because the icing that I use doesn't fully harden, it scares me a little bit to wrap things because they tend to get a little smushed. And the reason the icing I use doesn't harden is because if I were to try to use royal icing or something that gets really hard, it has to start really soft and it tends to slip through the crags between all the Rice Krispies. So I've had to use a little bit of a heavier icing, but the downside of that is that it never gets fully hard.
And I have to ask, I know this is a tough question, but do you have a favorite in the book?
I have to say my favorite is and will always be the cheeseburger. It is what I consider to be the first Mr. Crisp that I ever made. It is so easy to make. It's just so impressive looking for the amount of work that goes into it. And that is why it's on the cover of my book. And it's so special to me.
Jessica, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. This is great.
Check out the book, Treat Yourself, How to Make 93 Ridiculously Fun No-Bake Crispy Rice Treats, and tune in next time on The Clever Cookster for more tips and tricks from the kitchens of the world's best cooks.